Welcome to El Microscopio, a program exclusively dedicated to clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. International Federation of Clinical Chemistry, IFCC. Executive Director, Dr. Hernan Ferres-Tayeb.
Member of the Committee of Evidence-Based Laboratory Medicine of the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry.
Organizing Committee, Dr. Maria Montserrat Blanes Gonzalez from Paraguay, Dr. Rosa Isabel Sierra Amor from Mexico, and Dr. Estela Raimondo from Uruguay.
El Microscopio, a program exclusively dedicated to clinical chemistry. El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
The Spanish Association of Pharmaceutical Analysts and the Chilean Society of Clinical Chemistry accompany El Microscopio.
El Microscopio, where health professionals can meet over the internet.
We are thankful to the audience. We have more than 100,300 Facebook likes. Let's go for more.
This is El Microscopio.
Podcast on infobioquimica.org. El Microscopio in the world. Our correspondents in every country. Alberto Barrantes in Costa Rica. Álvaro Justiniano Gross in Bolivia. Ana Leticia Maceli in Guatemala. Carmen Cecilia Almonacid Urrego in Colombia. Cristina Cerveto from Uruguay. Eduardo Aranda in Chile. Graciela Velázquez from Paraguay. María del Carmen Pasquel from Ecuador.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
Professor Ana Maria Simondi, specialist in laboratory medicine. She's president of the Croatian Society for Medical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine. She's editor-in-chief of Biochemia Medica. She's secretary of the EFLM and chair of the EFLM Working Group on Pre-Analytical Phase. She works at the Clinical Institute of Chemistry, University Hospital Center in Zagreb, Croatia. Professor Ana Maria Simondić, welcome to El Microscopio.
Thank you for inviting me to share with you the news about the European Conference on Pre-Analytical Phase.
So could you please tell us about the conference of the European Federation of Laboratory Medicine held in March? Who is organizing it?
Well, this is actually a third conference of on pre-analytical phase that is organized in collaboration of EFLM, which is the European Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, and Becton Dickinson. So it's a collaboration between a professional organization and a diagnostic company. This is the third such conference. The first one was held in 2011 in Parma, Italy. It was hosted by Professor Giuseppe Lippi. The second one was in 2013 in Zagreb, in my country, Croatia. And now the third one is going to be in March in Porto, Portugal, in 20th to 21st of March. So that's basically about the conference.
And what is it going to be about? What are the main topics of the conference?
Well, the main, I would say the main highlight is how to harmonize this field of pre-analytical phase. As you know, most of our colleagues, laboratory professionals, deal every day with a lot of issues and challenges in their everyday work, how to treat unsuitable specimen, how to prepare a patient. Does this or that influence some laboratory tests or parameters? So this is a huge area where there's a lot of heterogeneity, and it is our aim somehow to provide tools to encourage harmonization and standardization in this field. So first, we will be talking about some common challenges and ongoing issues, like, for example, the test requesting, which is probably most difficult to harmonize. We will be talking about the patient preparation. EFLM, as you might know, has recently published a recommendation on the requirements for patient preparation for fasting samples. We will be talking about physical activity and how it affects patient when a patient needs to do the blood sampling. We will be talking about the blood sampling itself and sample handling. And on the other day, on Saturday, we will have a session on how to assess the quality of the pre-analytical phase. So we will be dealing with pre-analytical quality indicators and external quality assessment schemes. One of the things that is that makes us especially proud or happy is the last session where we have invited national societies, so European societies, to come and share with us their views and their experiences within the area of pre-analytical phase. And so far we have received, I think, 16 countries, so submissions from 16 European countries. So they will have their representatives who will be presenting their national activities they have within their national societies. So whether they have already established a working group on pre-analytical phase, whether they have maybe produced some recommendations or guidelines, whether they have done some surveys, we have invited them to share with us this their experiences, and we hope that this will create a forum to discuss maybe common issues of interest, share experience, and of course mutually benefit from each other as well.
And how can professionals participate?
Registration has been open, I think, since September. There is a very nice website, www.preanalytical-phase.org, where you can find all relevant information and where you can also register. Registration fee is €150 for all participants, and students and young participants can register for €75. We have also been open for poster abstract submission. Unfortunately, the abstract submission deadline is now closed. It was actually closed in December. And I have to say that we have received 180 abstracts so far. So this is a very nice number of posters. So we hope to get a lot of participants in Porto.
And where can we find more information about the conference?
Well, as I said, there is a website, so I invite all interested participants to visit the website. On the website, you can find also a lot of information about the venue of the meeting and, of course, the program and all lists of all the speakers. For example, we will have some very, very well-known speakers like Professor Walter Guder, who is, as I can say, the father of the pre-analytical phase, and we see him this way. So he will be giving an honorary lecture on pre-analytical phase and its past, present, and the future. We will also have the president of EFLM, Professor Mauro Panteghini, who will address the audience on behalf of EFLM, and many other well-known speakers like Stuart Smalley, Giuseppe Lippi, Mario Plebani, and many others. So all who are interested may visit the website www.preanalytical-phase.org, where they can find all the relevant information.
And can we read about the conference when it is finished? Are the conclusions published anywhere?
Yes, actually there are several publications that will arise from this conference. The first one is already published. It's the collective opinion paper, which has been gathered by Professor Lippi. And it consists of all the speakers' abstracts. It has been published in CCLM under the title Pre-analytical Quality Improvement in Pursuit of Harmony on behalf of European Federation for Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine Working Group for Pre-analytical Phase. We will also publish all poster abstracts in CCLM. And after the conference, we plan to publish a joint consensus opinion paper. We hope to publish that because we will try to discuss with the national representatives who will be present at the meeting. We will try to discuss and reach maybe some consensus opinion on whether the harmonization is necessary, whether the harmonization is possible, and whether we are willing to put an effort and try to harmonize the pre-analytical phase. So we hope to be able also to publish this consensus paper as a joint opinion from all the participants at the conference.
Thank you very much for sharing this information with El Microscopio.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are in El Microscopio
on infobioquimica.org.
On Wednesday at 1 p.m. Argentina and Uruguay time, at 11 a.m. Ecuador, Panama, Peru, Colombia, and Mexico time, and at 6 p.m. Spain time.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator, frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room.
This proud land, we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not beaten yet.
Never thought that I could be offended. Thought that we'd be last to go. It is so strange the way things turn. Drove the night toward my home, the place that I was born on the lakeside. As daylight broke, I saw the earth. The trees had burned down to the ground.
Don't give up, you still have us. Don't give up, we don't need much of anything, no. Don't give up, 'cause somewhere there's a place.
tried hard to settle down for every job. So many men, so many men no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not the only one. Don't give up, no reason to be ashamed.
This is El Microscopio.
Podcast on infobioquimica.org.
El Microscopio in the world. Our correspondents in every country.
Rosa Isabel Sierra Amor from Mexico. José Jara from Peru. Milagros de la Rosa from Dominican Republic. Miriam Aguilera from Honduras. Rafael Calafel from Spain. Mario Chavez Villalobos from Costa Rica. Dante Yáñez from Bolivia. Leverton Ortiz from Chile.
This is El Microscopio.
PNCQ, Quality Control National Program. PNCQ opens its market in Europe and Latin America. The biggest supplier of aptitude assay in Brazil and Latin America, PNCQ supplies more than 4,000 laboratories in Brazil, Europe, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Paraguay, Peru, and Uruguay. The PNCQ has signed important agreements for the first semester of this year, partnering with the Finnish organization La Polity, among other representations. It has also partnered with Latin America companies in Colombia and Peru for PEEC distribution and other products. Apart from that, it has signed an agreement with the Ministry of Health of Portugal. External control. The PEC External Program for Quality Control of PNCQ is organized in this way. The National Quality Control Program sends samples every month. These kits are made to control accuracy and precision. On the PNCQ website, there is an area for laboratories who have joined the program where they can find a chart with the desired values for each sample. The PNCQ has two programs for their laboratories. Programs will vary depending on the complexity of the laboratory. There are basic and advanced plans for PEC. The PNCQ has PEEC programs for all clinical laboratory working areas. For more information, you can visit www.pncq.org.br.
We are in El Microscopio, a program about clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. This is El Microscopio.
On infobioquimica.org.
News.
The IFCC invites affiliated professionals to join the Latin American Working Group of Nomenclature and Translation, Publication and Communication Division, CPD, IFCC. We invite our audience to visit the website www.ifcc.org, RIA. It's the RIA, the Latin American corner, where you'll find the Spanish e-journal of clinical laboratory for Latin America, Spain and Portugal. This journal is supported by the IFCC. It's worth visiting, and we hope to see you there.
News.
The African Federation of Clinical Chemistry thankful for the effort made as regards Ebola virus information and communication. the United Nations and the World Health Organization will increase work to control the outbreak. The AFCC invites professionals to the AFCC LabNet in Victoria, April 2015. Workshops start on April 24th and the Congress will be held from April 28th to 30th. There is a special program for young professionals. Activities will encourage worldwide cooperation.
News.
Call for entries for the 11th Health Science Prize. The call for entries for the 11th Health Science Prize has been announced by Antonio León, president of the Caja Rural de Granada Foundation. The foundation runs the awards to promote research and the development of the Granada Health Science Technical Park, the PTS, as driving forces behind the provincial economy. As in previous years, a €20,000 prize will be awarded to the winner of the research category and €6,000 prize to the winner of the scientific dissemination category. The deadline for entries is the 10th of April. Information in www.fundaciconcrd.es and www.ptsbonada.com.
El Microscopio.
IFCC affiliates with Clinica Química ACTA, the CCA, as the official journal of IFCC. The IFCC is delighted to be able to partner with Elsevier in agreement that makes Clinica Química ACTA the official journal of IFCC. Elsevier has an outstanding reputation as an international publisher in the field of medicine and healthcare, with a huge range of leading titles in both journals and books. This experience will be of benefit to IFCC as we strive to increase our scientific and public relations image at a global level. In reaching the agreement, IFCC was encouraged by the vision and the commitment of Elsevier to advance the quality and impact of IFCC publications. In the years to come, Elsevier and CCA will continue to do their best to facilitate and publicize IFCC activities to enable the Federation to be as effective as possible. As part of this agreement with IFCC, all individual members of IFCC full and affiliate national societies will now be entitled, from the beginning of 2014, to receive low-cost online access to the journal, including archives back to the first issue in 1956. The coordination of this member subscription of $35 per year will be carried out by each society on behalf of its members. More details will be sent shortly to the IFCC National Society representatives.
This is El Microscopio on infobiochimica.com.
22nd Latin American Congress of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, Colabiocli, 2015. From the middle of the world towards the clinical biochemistry of the new millennium. From October 29th to 31st in Quito, Ecuador.
LA is hot as fuck and Manchester's about to freeze. You're on your way to the mail to get a letter from me, and I saw a separation at the ancient mill. She could rock you every night in a bed across the sea. Worlds are all we have. The touch, say, of our fingers, and I love our words so much. I'd bite your lips to kiss me now, and I can taste you as I read your words out loud. You rise and start your day with toast and black.
I am.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
Professor Mario Plebani is full professor of clinical chemistry and clinical molecular biology at the University of Padua School of Medicine. He's director of a postgraduate course in clinical biochemistry, University of Padua. He's chief in the Department of Laboratory Medicine, University Hospital of Padua, and chief in the Center of Biomedical Research in the Veneto region, scientific coordinator of the regional laboratory anti-doping, Laboratory Medicine, University Hospital of Padua, Italy.
Professor Mario Plebani, welcome to El Microscopio.
Morning, Microscopio. I'm here in Padova.
So we wanted to ask you about one of the topics of the conference. Conference is held in March in the context of the European Federation of Laboratory Medicine Conference. We wanted to ask you, why do we need quality indicators in the extra-analytical phases of the testing processes, and in particular in the pre-analytical phase?
Yes, we have the evidence that in the last two decades there was a significant decrease in the error rates in the analytical phase or laboratory testing. And this for sure is due at least in part to the introduction and the utilization of quality indicators in internal quality control and external quality assurance program. So there is the need to spread this work on quality indicators even in the pre and post analytical phase. And this is reinforced by the evidence that the error rates is much more higher in the pre-analytical phase. Particularly, we have data demonstrating that in the pre-analytical phase, today more or less pre-analytical phase account for 60 to 70% of all laboratory errors. So, particularly in the pre-analytical phase, which is complex, some steps are not under the control of the laboratory, and therefore the process owner is not one, but we have to share the responsibility with other healthcare operators. We need to have a quality indicator to document, monitor and improve any steps of the pre-analytical phase.
Which quality indicators and how have been developed by the IFCC working group?
The working group on laboratory errors and patient safety launched a program some years ago on quality indicators, and we identified at the beginning a series of quality indicator for pre, inter, and post-analytical phase. In particular, we have identified through a work with many scientists around the world and different labs around the world, 16 quality indicators covering the steps of the pre-analytical phase. But this list of quality indicator we are calling model quality indicator, MQI, has been recently modified and improved. And we are now collecting data on the several quality indicators in the pre-analytical phase as well as in the other phase of laboratory testing.
Is it possible to harmonize existing quality indicators developed by different scientific organizations?
Not only is possible, but we must harmonize the list of quality indicators, as in several parts of the world, particularly in Australia, China, in the UK, and in other European, as well as in Brazil and other countries around the world, there are some different quality indicators starting to be used by different labs. So, 2 years ago, on October 25 in 2013, we organized a conference, a consensus conference in Padova for starting the work on harmonization of quality indicators. And we have published in Clinical Chemistry Laboratory Medicine in 2014, the paper with the conclusion of this consensus conference on harmonization of quality indicators. And therefore, now we have a list of quality indicators that should be easily consulted going to the website www.ifccmqi.com. This website was built to offer to all clinical laboratories around the world the information about the program, the list of quality indicators, and eventually, if you ask the password going to the website, every lab should collect the data on quality indicators, should introduce the data, and should receive a report in which each lab should compare its own data on the quality indicator with many, many other laboratories around the world. So the program is like a benchmark program or an external quality assurance scheme. And there are two main options for the program. First is for free, no money to spend. And the second, the confidentiality of the data is totally preserved. So you can see your own data, the data of your lab, against the medium or all other data provided by many labs in the world, but nobody other than you can recognize your own data. So the list of quality indicators now is in the pre-analytical phase, contain indicators for misidentification errors. That means sample misidentified or requests that are misidentified. And this is very important. The second group of quality indicators concern test transcription errors. That means errors in transcription of test request of patient data. The other group is incorrect sample type. That means, for instance, the use of whole blood instead of plasma or vice versa. Another group is incorrect field level. For example, the number of sample with the insufficient volume or ratio between the anticoagulant and the sample. There is another big group, very important, unsuitable samples and due to transportation and the storage problems. So samples that are not usable because of errors in transportation or in storage, contaminate the sample that should be rejected for microbiological issues, hemolyze the sample, that is another very important issue in the pre-analytical phase, and sample clotted that are unusable for some tests, particularly for coagulation. All these quality indicators have achieved a very high score, or if you want, a priority number one. That means more or less that are mandatory for receiving accreditation according to the international standard ISO 15189. There are other quality indicators with the lower priority, for example, the rates of inappropriate requests. That is a very important issue, but in the consensus conference, we have evidence that in many parts of the world, this is very difficult to obtain data about the appropriateness in test requests. So this quality indicator that particularly in some lab should be very important. In my lab, we are using. In other parts of the world, is not achievable, and therefore the priority is not priority one, is priority four. The list of quality indicators, anyway, is available in the website I cited before.
How should be defined quality specifications for pre-analytical indicators?
Yes, in the recent conference organized in Milan, that is the update of the famous Stockholm Conference on Quality Specifications, we have proposed the quality a method for achieving data on the quality specification for the quality indicators in the pre-analytical phase. And this is a very practical proposal based on the collection of data that actually many labs around the world are collecting and introducing in the website of the IFCC working group. And according to the data, we have provided a statistical treatment identifying three levels, optimum, desirable, and minimum, for the analytical quality specification. This is the famous proposal by Callum Fraser that was recognized at the Stockholm Conference and used by many labs around the world. So in a paper that will be published very soon in Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine concerning the proceeding of the Milan Conference, you should have the data visible on the proposal that is to have a quality specification according to these three levels, optimum, desirable, and minimum, that is based on the collection of the state of the art, the actual state of the art. And the state of the art has been possible to be built by collecting the data on all quality indicators in the list of the program. And thanks to the collection of the data by many laboratories at an international level. So we are going up with the project, providing provisional quality specification for each quality indicator in the pre-analytical phase. And we will do the same with the quality indicator in the intra and post-analytical phase. But over time, the state of the art should be changed and should be improved, because looking at the actual state of the art, many labs should move, for example, from the minimum level to the desirable and eventually to the optimum level, as it was and it is now for the analytical quality specification.
And what are the future steps in the project on quality indicators?
Actually, the step is that, as I said before, we have provided a specific website. We have provided a list of consensually developed and agreed quality indicators. And we are providing now the data on quality specification by analyzing the data collected by many labs around the world. What we are doing next step are probably we would like to have a new consensus conference, and probably this should be organized in Brazil on August this year to review the list of available quality indicators to eventually modify the list on the basis of the data collected on the feedback by many labs around the world. And what we would like to do is to spread the information about the project and the possibility for many other labs around the world to join the program that is, as I said before, free for charge and preserve the confidentiality of the data. And this is the reason, or one of the reasons, why I have accepted to give you this interview, because El Microscopio is a nice way to spread the information to many, many laboratory professionals around the world. And I'd like to thank you for this interview and for the cooperation to the project we are working on the quality indicators.
Thank you very much for your comment. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate your work, and I like to say that I wish you a very happy new year, because we are at the beginning of this year, and to wish you to improve and increase your visibility around the world.
Thank you very much, Professor Mario Prebani. It's been a real pleasure to have you in Microscopia.
Have a nice day.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye, ciao.
Bye, ciao.
El Microscopio.
In www.infobiochimica.com, you'll find a link to the Clinical Chemistry Training Council and consultation website of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine.
El Microscopio, where health professionals can meet over the Internet. El Microscopio Agenda, offering courses, workshops, seminars, congresses.
Agenda. Third EFLM BT European Conference on Pre-Analytical Phase in Porto, Portugal, March 20th, March 21st, 2015. AFCC 2015, the fourth Congress of the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry.
Agenda.
April 28th to 30th, 2015 in Harare, Zimbabwe. For more information, you can visit www.afccafrica.org. Eighth European Symposium about Clinical Laboratory and Diagnosis Industry in Vitro Point-of-Care Testing, May 5th and 6th, 2015 in Barcelona, Spain. For more information, you can visit www.acclc.cat. 11th Symposium of the European Federation of Laboratory Medicine for the Balkan Region, May 14 and 15, 2015, Belgrado, Serbia. For more information, you can visit www.dmbj.org.rs.
Agenda.
First Congress of the Romanian Association of Laboratory Medicine, May 20th to 23rd, 2015, in Romania.
El Microscopio.
First Congress of the Romanian Association of Laboratory Medicine,
El Microscopio.
May 20 and 23rd, 2015, in Romania.
El Microscopio.
IFCC, European Federation of Laboratory Medicine, 21st Congress of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, Euromed Lab, Paris, 2015.
Agenda.
June the 21st to June the 25th, the Palace of Congress in Paris, France. For more information, you can visit www.paris2015.org.
Agenda.
Euromed Lab 2015. Satellite conference about HbA1c and diabetes mellitus in the 21st century, June 26, 2015, in Reims, France. For more information, you can visit www.paris2015.org.
Agenda.
AACC 2015, annual meeting and exhibition of laboratory medicine, July the 26th to the 30th, Atlanta, Georgia, United States. For more information, you can visit www.aacc.org. SIG conference and exhibition about analytical techniques, September the 1st to the 3rd, 2015, in Spain. For more information, you can visit www.analyticalbioanalytical.com.
Agenda.
Fourth European Congress of Immunology, September the 6th to the 9th, 2015, in Vienna, Austria.
El Microscopio.
Eighth Congress of the Croatian Society of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, with international participation.
Agenda.
September 22nd to 26th, 2015, in Croatia. 22nd Congress in Latin America of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, Colabiocli.
Agenda.
September 24th to 26th, 2015, in Quito, Ecuador. For more information, you can visit www.sebioclic.org. 23rd Conference of the Balkan Clinical Laboratory Federation, October the 7th to the 9th, 2015, in Bosnia. 13th National Congress of Biochemistry, Kubra. October the 7th to the 10th, 2015, in San Fernando del Valle de Catamarca, Catamarca, Argentina.
Agenda.
For more information, you can visit www.cubra2015.com.ar.
El Microscopio.
Register in our website, www.infobiochimica.com. I receive El Microscopio's newsletter with information of new programs and the most relevant news of the week.
This is El Microscopio.
Podcast on infobiochimica.org. El Microscopio in the world. Our correspondents in every country. Stella Raimondo from Uruguay. Fernando Ruiz Cerda from Chile. Montserrat González from Paraguay. Isabel Fierro from Ecuador. José Francisco Valle from Mexico, Oswaldo Ruiz Narváez from Costa Rica, Patrocinio Chuecas from Spain, Rodolfo Aquino Cáceres from El Salvador.
We are in El Microscopio, a program about clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine.
Euromed Lab in Paris 2015, European Congress of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine.
man came out of the west. There are fortunes for to try, and these three men made a solemn oath. John Barleycorn must die. They plowed, they sown, they harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn oath. John Barleycorn was dead. They've let him lie for a very long time, till the rains from heaven did fall. And little Sir John sprung up his head, and so amazed them all. They let him stand till midsummer's day, they've hired men with a scythe so sharp to cut him off at the knee. They've rolled him and tied him by the waist, serving him most barbarously. They've hired men with the sharp, he's bound him to the car. They've wheeled him around and around a field, till they came onto a barn. And there they've made a solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with a crab tree stick, skin from bone. the tinker he called men and kettle nor pots. Without a little barleycorn.
This has been El Microscopio, broadcast on infobiochimica.org on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Argentina time.
The team of El Microscopio. Hernan Ferres Taye.
Hernan Ferres Taye.
Silvana Buja.
Silvana Buja.
Nicolas Bem.
Nicolas Bem.
Sebastian Zener.
Sebastian Zener.
Belen Landi.
Belen Landi.
And Marcelo Elias.
And Marcelo Elias.